God bless you. Welcome to our bonus clip for season 2, episode 1, bonus clip. Again, I'm joined to my right with Doogie.
God bless you guys.
To my left, whoever was in that seat, Angelo, now my brother David.
God bless you guys.
And all the way to my left, Andrew. So, again, bonus clip, our random questions. I'm going to be honest with you. I know what's coming for the most part, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Andrew has a question by a caller. A caller called in while we're getting prepared and asked them a question. So this is a live one. What's your first question, Andrew?
So I'm going to phrase this the best way I can. Okay. Let's say I know someone.
You know a guy, basically.
I know a guy. Okay. Someone a little older. And they grew up in a church or been a part of a church their whole lives. And and they heard this certain message from the pulpit and how to look at the Bible, how to look at God, how to do all of this. And they're stuck in this like mindset of, I would say, almost like elementary or small or not having so much accountability of the word, of the relationship with God. And is it okay that they think that's okay to live their Christian life like that?
Basic.
So, okay, so the last part, what you said. So is it okay that they think it's okay to stay in a level of not quite maturity in Scripture and not truly finding themselves even capable to teach it, if I can say that?
Yeah, or even reading it at all.
So I think for all of us growing up in church, I think we always would relate to the message we had on the pulpit.
Right.
One thing that I remember, Milano Taglierto will always tell us, in one way or another, he would say, go home, read your Bible.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that, because even being a young teenager believer, maybe if I didn't understand it completely, I understand it more now.
Mm-hmm.
And we did went home and read our Bibles. And I believe I would answer this to the question of this person, the guy that you know, the person that you know. We have to be careful that we don't find ourselves being freed from a place of responsibility just because somebody else didn't teach us right. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14 says, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind.
Wow.
And if the blind lead the blind, both of them shall fall into the ditch.
Mm.
The point at times I remember it was, well, it's not my fault. That's what I was taught.
Right.
According to this scripture, it's not the case.
Right.
If you've been taught wrong, it was your responsibility as a believer to go home, pick up your own Bible, and to uncover the truth yourself. This is why we cannot depend on the message that we get on Sunday.
Right.
The message of the gospel is a message of growth, transformation, sanctification, maturity, fulfilling God's purpose. If you find yourself, the friend that you're saying, I hope that you're listening, if you were taught wrong, it's not no one's responsibility but your own to go to your own word and your own relationship. Because at the end of the day, I'm not the one that saves you. The preacher's not the one that saves you. God is the one that saves you, and he's calling you to a place of relationship. And without Scripture, without a relationship with God through the word, there is no relationship.
Right.
So I don't want to answer that way.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Good stuff.
Pastor, I actually have a question for you
That
was just asked to me, but only a few days ago.
Okay.
And that would be, Pastor, what is the sinner's prayer? What does it even mean? And do I need that to be saved?
Okay, so the sinner's prayer is a magical formula.
Krabby Patty recipe.
Magic.
It is. It's amazing. mostly, I think I have maybe touched on this topic in the past. So what we have maybe formulated as a sinner's prayer, and even though a lot of people might not really recognize this or like what I'm about to say, is something really that we made in the West. But sinner's prayer does have a biblical context. And together with it, what we call the sinner's prayer is someone accepting the gift of salvation that involves these components, three components. The three components are acknowledging our sin. We have to recognize that we all are sinners and need of a Savior. So the first step that we must recognize at the preaching of the gospel, that we need a hero because we find ourselves lost, okay? So if for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that is true. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Component number two, confessing and repentance, admitting one's sins to God and turning away from sin and seeking for his forgiveness. So one side I'm recognizing that I'm a sinner, and the other side of it is confessing my sin and receiving repentance. So I would say the first part that the preaching of the gospel does and makes you recognize not only that you're a sinner, that he's a savior, if you come to a point of repentance. Repentance doesn't mean perfect. And many times what people do, they give their sinner's prayer, and the next day they do something wrong. And I feel that I went through that for the longest time because not some chacho theology, but there was no teaching. I would say that second component, confessing repentance. And of course, I'm going to read to you, if I confess from our sins that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Okay, third component, the last one, faith in Jesus Christ. Believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead according to Scripture is the only way to salvation. So Jesus Christ becomes the bridge to the Father. That if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has risen them from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. So three components, we have made sinner's prayer. So in reality, instead of going through the old Scriptures and teaching, we say it systematically in a prayer. And this is where the birth of a sinner's prayer came. But reality, it doesn't have a biblical origin, just the three components have a biblical origin. So
if you say that prayer without meaning anything behind it,
well, that's the problem.
Does it count?
Well, like I said, it's the contrary. It's not a magical formula. These are main three components. We must recognize that we're sinners. All of us are destined to damnation. We are born into sin. So when we recognize that, there's only one ultimatum. We need a Savior that has paid for my sin and taken my place on Calvary cross. And instead of me paying it, he has paid it in full, so that whenever I believe in faith, I believe in the finished work of the atonement for my sin, and I become justified by faith. So it's not by works that no man should boast, but believing that Jesus Christ became my atonement for my sin. So when we talk about the sinner's prayer, if the preaching of the gospel is not comprised with it, it becomes just words.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
Awesome.
Very good.
So I have a question for you.
Let's go.
Since you all have all these wonderful questions for me, and I'm going to have a question for you. And I think it's going to serve both for the audience and also us here. You know, Doogie, you have a testimony.
Yeah.
And God has brought you far. I know you long enough to where I think no one should be ashamed to say their testimony regardless of what we came
from. Of course.
From.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it becomes strength. It becomes glory. Paul says, right, I suffered for your glory. So believe me, sometimes our suffering becomes for the benefit and the glory for someone else. I both want to ask two questions, I feel. Question number one would be, how to avoid that last moment hitting the bottom? And the second one is, after the bottom, what's the turning point?
That's a tough question. I wish the Doogie Dan knew the answer. You know, I can only look back now, Pastor, and maybe give some clues to it.
Right.
You know, it's never a straight rock bottom. You know, I believe that God will always give you a fair warning.
Yeah.
Right. I believe God will send people. And it happened to me throughout my journey of living in the world. There was plenty of people. There was plenty of divine appointments that happened.
God sent messengers.
God sent a lot of messengers. And I chose to ignore it. I guess the biggest issue for a person that's struggling with addiction or struggling with a bad habit or someone who's just dissatisfied with life,
mm-hmm.
is take a look into your spiritual life and know that it's the most important thing that you can carry in your life.
Very good.
Because without having that spiritual compass, you're going to make a lot of bad decisions. You know, without carrying the burden of the cross in my life. And why did I give up the burden of the cross? Again, I think it was growing up with an elementary grade teaching of the Bible. You know, just taking the word of God lightly, taking salvation lightly, not being scared of hell.
Yeah.
Wow. Just not just thinking I'll ask for my forgiveness later. And then eventually my point got to life. My life got to a point, Pastor, where it was life or death.
Oh, wow.
You know, there was no turning point. And it's more, if anything, it's a spiritual condition that you're facing. You know, the mind and the body is always going to want worldly things. It's always going to want what's going to destroy it.
True.
Whether it be if you're doing everything for your family, you're working hard, we always want this sense of release at the end of the day. We always want this sense of satisfaction. And when you start to realize, now I believe that as a human being and being a part of this world, we have everything at our disposal.
True.
There's nothing more we can ask from God. If you got up today and you can breathe and you can walk and you can see, there's no reason to be dissatisfied with your life.
Very good.
And it's simple as making one decision. And when you start becoming unsatisfied with your life, becoming unsatisfied in your business, becoming unsatisfied in your relationships, becoming unsatisfied with your own self, you have to understand that it's just the enemy playing a trick on you.
Amen.
And that you're suffering spiritually. And you really just have to let go and ask God to take over that control. Because in that point in my life, it was, you know, allow God to take over or die.
Wow.
Burn in hell. I'll be honest with you. There was no in between.
Wow.
And once I started my, you know, that I had that epiphany, that point, that awe moment, that encounter with God, it was the most liberating, the most freeing moment that I've ever had in my life, Pastor.
Wow. Amen. I feel like I wanted to ask it because I feel like there's so many people, Doogie. I feel they have no hope.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think there's so many people that even now, I mean, listen, this is something that you're going to reach people that in person we can't.
Yeah.
But how many people, I just off the top of my head, I know they're in that place of despair. They're in that place of sorrow. They're in that place of no hope. And I feel like I wanted to draw it out of you because there are things that we make the mistake in and thinking that there is no hope.
Yeah.
And people kind of, I have to say this to everyone's listening, you're not going to be able to take yourself out of it.
No, impossible. I've tried so hard so many times to have my own like self-redemption.
Right.
You know, it's not going to happen.
Right.
It'll never happen. You know, sometimes when you're living a life of whatever it may be, whatever your addiction is, if it's drinking, if it's drugs, it's if gambling, whatever you find satisfaction in, you know, it's going to be a buildup, Pastor. When one comes the other, no matter what you do, if you have one vice, it's going to have plenty other as long as you stay into it. And as we stay in those vices, Pastor, we start become pretty bad people.
Yes.
We start doing things to people that love us. You know, I know at a point in my life, if I was to meet myself, I wouldn't allow him in my own vehicle. I wouldn't let him around my family.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you. And then you carry that guilt because you feel so filthy. You feel so dirty and you feel like there's no hope for you. And as long as you're trying to do it by yourself, there is no hope for you. But there's one thing that we have to understand, that God sent the Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us.
Yeah.
And to cleanse us of our sins. And that trumps everything. The person who's suffering with addiction, needs to realize such a simple thing, that if you have this moment of true repentance and you want to move forward with your life, it's really that simple. There is really nothing else magical as asking for your forgiveness and partaking in the relationship with Christ.
Oh, wow.
Daily prayer, reading your word, worship. And as time goes by, I thank God I'm at a point in my life, Pastor, that I'm able to minister to other people. You know, at one point in my life, I thought I was, you know, like the biggest trash. I thought I was never going to be nobody. Not that I'm anybody, but not that I can be anybody that can talk to somebody else about God. And for my life to be a testimony and to hear somebody say, wow, that's amazing.
Amen.
You know,
beautiful.
Doogie, amen. I'm sorry, Pastor.
No, go ahead.
Doogie, there's actually something I want to ask you on kind of on a serious point.
Go ahead.
So for anyone that may be seeing this that is struggling with addiction.
Perfect.
Doogie, if you can go back to your past self and say one thing,
what would it be?
It's not worth it.
Perfect. Mm.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Perfect.
It's not worth it. I'll stay on this for a minute. You're never going to beat it. You know, you might partake in that. And that vice, again, we'll use drinking, we'll use drugs, we'll use adultery. There's so many vices. And, you know, you might do it one time and you might be okay and not go back to it. But once the flesh gets a taste of it, it becomes almost as an allergy to your body.
Wow.
Well,
Andrew, like the reaction is your body wanting more of it always. And the more we go back to it, the harder it becomes to stop that addiction, David.
Wow.
And it's simple, you know. It's just don't do it. It's not worth it.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
I think I want to extend something to the audience,
yeah,
if I can.
Go ahead.
If anybody is dealing with anything to that level, send us a direct message.
Yeah.
We're here to help. Guys.
We're here to help. To pray.
Any one of us.
It's not maybe just in that area. There's maybe other areas you're facing. We don't want this just to be something that we make the video and we shut the door and you go about your business.
Right.
If you have a church, go connect with your pastor. Go connect with the servants, teachers. Great. Mm-hmm. But if you don't and you want to keep it private, and believe me, if you want to speak either to Doogie or to David or to Andrew or to Kolya or to Angelo, send us a direct message.
We're here.
And put up your number, and we want to talk to you and pray with you. And if anything that you feel that you have a question about and just want to answer it directly by us, we're here to help you.
Amen.
Okay? Amen.
We're not trying to gain viewers here. We're not trying to gain popularity here. And we're not trying to sound fancy.
No.
I got a huge criticism the other day. It was funny a little bit. Somebody posted a video about us and with our fancy words. We're not trying to be fancy with our words. We're just trying to help. We're trying to just be an extension of the ministry. This is not all what we do in the ministry. This is part of what we do in the ministry, but not all of it. We have Bible classes. We have Sunday service Thursday. We have outreach. We have a homeless ministry. This is not all of it. And again, if you want to get to know us and want to connect with us personally, we're here to help you. This is our bonus clip. Episode one, season two
of the new year,
2025. I hope that you've been blessed by it. If there's no other remarks,
all good.
I would like to say, send in your comments, send in your questions. If there's something that, there's a lot of times we'll have a question that maybe La Java Mingo, they're going to ask somebody or to say, if it wants to be discreet and what the pastor's saying, send the DM.
Right.
We're here for you guys. Amen. We're here to serve.
Amen.
If there's something y'all want to ask about, there's something y'all want to learn, even if you don't want it on the podcast, if you want it personal, we're here for you.
Let us know.
Amen.
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 God bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
God bless.
Thanks.
God bless.